Hey, friends, I'm Randy, and I'm filling in for Crystal with a K because she is on vacation. But the news doesn't, you know, it doesn't stop just because one person messes up, needs a break. I mean, there's still great news from Steeplechase. I mean, like here on the website, there's a new popcorn bucket with this little guy on it who, oh, I guess his name is Shroog, it says here. With this totes adorbs, Chibi, Shroog, guarding your hand-roasted kettle corn, you get the idea. There's a new popcorn bucket. That's great, right? Never ever quit dreaming.
Welcome to Steeplechase.
Hey, man, we can put in static effects.
No, that's good.
Welcome to Steeplechase.
This is
Griffin
an audio.
Already did static.
I know.
Yeah, static was sort of my thing.
People have to listen to this with their human ears.
Yeah. That was a good sound. Oh. Some people like ASMR wet.
Yeah, very phlegmy. Very phlegmy.
I would say that was ASMR chunky.
Phlegmy over here.
Welcome to ASMR viscous.
Welcome to Steeplechase, where you have just been told by Toddzilla that the only person that probably can help you to escape, if there is an escape, even though there probably isn't one, is the Nanofather, who has recently been absconded by the big kids.
And I'm sorry, Justin. I believe his Christian name is Turdmaster.
It is Turdmaster, yes. Please, yeah. Please respect that.
TM,
Turdmaster.
That's what he was baptized with.
The Turdmaster.
Who the hell is that?
He's like the smartest dude, Turdmaster. He's been here, I mean, as long as any of us know, but he's like an old dude, and he is just like super smart. Like, he helped us to build all this stuff, like, around, like, he helped us learn how to build all this, and like told us about like growing stuff, and you know, like everything. He's Turdmaster. He's like a genius.
Toddzilla, excuse me. Yo. When you say old,
yep.
Do you mean like old to you, like 26,
or like, be honest, man, proper? Pretty much old. Anybody over like 20 looks really old to me.
Okay, old like, wow. Emmerich. Older than him?
Oh, God. There's nobody's older than that guy, I wouldn't think.
Plus, Emmerich is the oldest man alive, as far as I can tell.
Look at my jet black hair. How can you say that?
Yeah, all natural. Let me run my fingers through it.
Yeah,
and look at my head now.
Oh.
It is sooty.
Yeah, he looks like he's like pretty old like that, yeah.
So, Todd, you got this really old guy, right?
Yeah, super
taught
old.
You how to like build and farm and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then the big kids just came and kidnapped him.
Well, that's the weird thing, right? Like, we're usually pretty good about, like, sharing him. You know what I mean? Because, like, you don't need him all the time. He usually kind of, like, goes back and forth between...
Of his own free will. That's important to note here, Todd, right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's kinda like
you say share him, and it's very objectifying.
You're right. Yeah. No, well... Yeah. Okay. You're right. So... He goes back and forth usually, and like, but it's never been like that. Like, they took him. You know what I mean? Like, they took him. Like, he left Shukul's, and that's weird. Because he usually, like, Shukul's is always with him.
So did he resist them taking him?
I don't know. I wasn't here for any of it. We just woke up and it was done. It was like we weren't ready for it, you know, normally. Like, they'll steal stuff, but it's usually just like, I don't know, for fun. You know, we'll get over there and fuck with them too. Like, there's not much else to do here, honestly.
Right.
Kind of like a Zac Efron, Seth Rogen kind of relationship.
It's a 100-year-old movie, could not matter less.
What? It's one of the greatest films ever. Toddzilla.
Yeah.
These big kids, are they, and I know, like, you guys probably aren't, like, buds, right? So they're not cool. But are they like...
They are the least cool...
Got it.
...people on the planet. The worst.
Are they shit starters, though? Like, are they... Fighter, like, are they hyper violent or anything like that?
We're trying to talk to them. If we could frame this for you, Toddzilla, we are quite skilled at extracting things, smuggling things, stealing things, but we do need to have a bit of a primer on what the situation is that we are going to be infiltrating. Do the big kids live sort of like you live? Because I do not think it would be that hard to, you know, kick down a cardboard wall and, you know, just smash and grab. It's easy to smash and grab through, you know, chicken wire and cardboard.
I'm not sure I understand.
Is there anyone who is familiar with the habitat of the big kids?
No.
No one's gone over. No scouts, no spies, no...
You said you went over and you started shit and stole things, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we could probably figure it out. Somebody probably knows. It's like so boring. It's so boring over
Todd,
there.
Focus up, buddy.
Focus up, buddy. Yeah. We are talking about liberating this entire lair.
Yeah, it's just like... I don't even like talking. It's like... They have like... checks and like beds, and they're all in like straight lines, you know what I mean? Like, they have
do you need like a granola bar or something, Toddzilla? Your blood sugar
is low. Eat some
chocolate.
I have some chocolate.
No, it's just I hate talking about the big kids. They're so boring. They all change their names too when they get over there. They have like new names. It's amazing.
Now that's interesting.
Can you give us an example of that?
Bob Johnson.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Like, okay, Bob, boring. Like Bob Johnson. like right now, their boss is named Mark Gurr. I'm not kidding. Mark Gurr. You could be anything you want to. Mark Gurr.
Okay. Yes, I mean, it certainly lacks the punch of a Toddzilla or a fart master.
Yes, thank you.
Sorry, turd master.
Turd master, fart sniffer, jizzbert.
Right. Is there sort of a pipeline of when people reach a certain age here in New Kidadelphia?
Oh yeah, big 1-8, you're out.
You exile them and then they just go to...
I mean, exile sounds like we're kicking them out, but it's more like...
You literally just
you're
said
boring.
That.
You're boring now. You're free. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry, even if you don't feel boring, trust me, you are now. Goodbye.
Okay.
And then we make them leave.
It sounds like the infiltration part of this plan is going to be quite easy. Because we are all adults.
Oh, I'm 17. Yeah. But.
You're 17?
Hard living.
You're the oldest looking dude I've ever seen.
Yeah, man. I didn't. I didn't get enough sleep and I drank coffee as a kid.
Yep. Don't vape.
Do you have Jack disease?
I do. Because I'm jacked! And I flex real hard.
He's got Juul disease. Vape too hard. Vaped the best years of his life out.
All the time.
You vaped your life away. I hear that, man.
Yeah, man. True.
We all love vaping here.
Sure, well, yeah. It's what's not to love.
One sec. Quick note. We have a great team of people that keep track of all of our like stuff that we say. And Jupiter, especially, has been like writing notes and stuff. But every once in a while, I'll go like look at the wiki pages to see like the fan made wikis.
Yeah.
And I've learned. I keep running into shit there. Where I'm like, Justin. Why did you say that? Like, you know, you were just trying to have some fun and say something fun, and then it's like in the wiki. It's very. I know that that's like writ large, the whole thing we're doing here, but it is still somewhat disconcerting to be like researching the Nano Father and be like, what, pollen broth? What is wrong with you? I said the word scum canteen, and it's like, oh God, okay, we gotta figure that out.
Okay, for the record, Lennon is not 17, in case that wasn't clear.
Well, and, no, and they don't all vape.
Sorry, Beef.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Beef is a grown folk.
You mentioned shukles.
Yeah.
Can you describe shukles,
by the way? Yes. Shukles is a rail-thin gray cat whose much of his fur is has gray has patches of gray and patches where it's fallen out, but he has been he's not like hurt or ailing or anything. He's been well cared for, but he looks like a dick.
Oh, okay. In the way that most cats do.
Yeah, but okay. Especially shukles.
Could we use shukles?
I don't want
to
use shukles.
Find the turd master?
Oh, yeah. Do you
that,
guys...
That sentence you just said is one of the greatest sentences
it's very
ever
phonetic.
Said
it's
out
like
loud
cellar
in
door.
English.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you
Can
guys,
you use shukles to find the turd master?
Wherever you come from, do they use a lot of tracking cats? Like they use cats and they're like, let them smell the thing. And then they like run after the,
no.
Like they chase the scent on command. Like,
but cats always find their way home. Oh. They always find their way home. So I mean, I would say he is his home.
Maybe he just thinks Turdmaster would take a shit or something.
And also
we could track that too.
Emmerich, we do know where Turdmaster is at the Big Kid Combat. I mean, Toddzilla, am I right in thinking that even though you don't apparently retain any knowledge of the boring inside of the Big Kid's place, you know where it is, right?
Yeah, New Glenville.
New Glenville?
I know.
Even the name is so boring.
Yeah, it used to be Glenville.
Is there anyone here in your compound who possesses...
Because the first guy over there was named Glenn. I'm not kidding. They're so fucking boring.
Can I tell you what's wild? Up top, back outside of Siebel Chase, a lot of towns are like that. They just have the name of the guy who got there and was like, I'm going to build a town here. And it's so called, weird. Like, Johnsburg.
Yeah.
Remember when Chicago Jones went to Middle Illinois?
And he made Jonesville.
Is there someone from whom we could commission a portrait of Turdmaster, just so we kind of know who we're looking for when we get
like
in
a,
there?
You want like a police sketch artist to like
yeah, something along
a,
those lines. Yes.
Huh, okay. Yeah. Let me see who's around.
You're just sitting. You're sitting still and looking at me. You're not doing anything.
No, he left.
Oh, okay.
This is the problem with Theater of the Mind.
Yes.
Exits are so difficult.
Right.
That's why you got to make footsteps, Justin.
Hey, my name's Dingleberry.
Oh, nice.
All right.
I'm like the best drawer here, and what did you need me to do?
I was hoping
Todd Zilla said you needed something.
Yes, I was hoping to commission a portrait
Todd,
of
Todd. Todd will explain it to you. Go ahead. Explain it to Dingleberry, Todd.
Hey, so these guys want
what?
These guys want a picture.
Yeah, that's easy. What is it? What do they want a picture of?
They want one of Turdmaster, like a picture of.
Oh, like a. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Give me a sec. Let me see what I can whip up.
Just as accurate as you can make it, just so we are aided in finding him.
And we should clarify. Don't, like, make him naked. I don't want to see his dick or nothing.
We don't want any nude art.
We don't know what his dick looks like.
That's great. News.
That's very important details to
love
know.
Love that.
Okay, so he hands you a picture of an older man. You'd probably guess that he's in his 70s. He's wearing brown slacks, a white button-down, and, like, black suspenders. And his hair is like well kempt, and he's got a like pack on his back.
Okay.
What's the quality of the drawing, Jamie? On a scale of 1 to 10.
It's bad.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
It's not terrible. It's okay. Like, you get it, though. You okay. Get the basic idea.
Barry, this is very nice work.
Thanks. Like, he doesn't always wear this. Sometimes he has, like, more layers when the rust storms are bad, but this is like he's sort of running. Usually he's like running around and something like this, like you old said, guy stuff,
like a rust storm.
Yeah, there's we have a problem in the
It's something I've been working on. I got this, Dingleberry. We have a problem with like everyone's because we don't have a normal atmosphere here. When the recycling starts to break down that they drop and we don't use it quickly enough, it tends to, get caught up in these big rust storms. Mm-hmm. And it's shitty is what I would say. It's like, it sucks yeah. ass.
Well, we probably won't have to deal with that. I don't see that coming up again.
Yes.
Okay. It's not very common.
Okay.
But they seem to happen when it would be least convenient.
Oh, yeah, but weird. It probably won't be. I can't see us having to worry about it.
I mean, odds are that probably not.
Yeah.
Is this an instance of Chekhov's storm?
It's possible. How long a journey are we talking about to New Glenville?
It's probably like, are you hauling ass?
I mean, we don't have a vehicle. I would love to acquire one.
I mean, you could, if you need transportation, we can assist with that. You've done some great service bringing us the Chaka and our new kick-ass friends, the Metamals.
Sure.
So, like, we could definitely hook you up.
You got dune buggies?
Nope.
Fuck.
Point us in the direction, place us on the vehicles, and let us go free the Turd Master.
You're certain you want to go there, right? Because it's like, ugh, so boring. They don't have any games. You're not allowed to tell stories. It's just like you just walk around and like I don't even fucking know.
Tonzilla, you're the one who told us we had to go get him.
I know, but I'm trying. I care about you. And what if you go there and you're like, oh, I love this. I wonder if they have any taxes here. And you don't want. And you get all. Like, stuck there, you know? I don't know. It actually doesn't matter to me that much.
Yeah. I can confidently tell you, Todd, at least two of the three of us have never paid taxes.
Cool.
So I don't think that's going to be a problem at all. If you can give us a vehicle, maybe some road snacks. I'm going to go to the bathroom before we go. Does anyone else need to go?
No.
It's private. No?
Really personal.
Todd, where do you go to the bathroom around here?
I don't want to. The answer to this question is going to be so bad.
Just anywhere you want.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Okay, so you guys are ready to set out?
Point of order real quick.
Yep.
I did not actually take any downtime actions last night. Well, I did. My the sort of junkyard chat I had with Beef and Emmerich, I was sort of thinking of as indulging vice. Like, I have sort of grown a bit from having to only talk to automatons.
I had sort of understood that, but we didn't make it explicit,
right?
But
I'm just gonna indulge vice. That's an easy, that's a dice roll, fix that right up. Six. I resolve six stress. That's okay. That is as good as you can do. So that's one. And for the other thing, I was thinking of like the vehicle as being a commodity that I could try and secure to try and aid in this job. But I don't, it sounds like that is going to be provided for us.
You could roll for vehicle quality if you wanted. I had something in mind, but I would let you roll.
Did you have something shitty in mind?
I have different things. I have something in mind, but maybe if you do a really good roll, then it would be better than what I was going to give you.
I will do that, because it seems like getting into this place is going to be easy. It seems like getting out is going to be the hard part. And if we could find a vehicle that will make that a bit easier, then we should do that. So I would like to acquire an asset.
Okay.
So where are we going to get this vehicle, I guess, before we actually do the roll?
Let's see. I want to do like a cut to it.
If yeah,
that's
sure.
Okay. So yeah. Let's go ahead and get the roll, and then I'll provide you with transport.
Okay. So roll the cruise tier. We are tier one now, correct? So just one dice then. That's a two.
Okay. So we will, with a two,
I can also spend money. I have so much sweets.
Not if to we do wanna it.
At least make it a tier zero.
Basic car.
So we're
basic car.
Oh, wait. So no. We are tier one. So the quality of the asset would be tier minus one. So this is a tier zero, or I can spend a coin to make it a tier one vehicle.
Do it.
Wait. Okay, I still have two coins.
I also have coin, so I'm not.
We cut to a dune, sand dune.
Sorry, wait, real quick. Do you guys remember in the last episode, I feel like there was like Toddzilla had coin to give us.
Todd would have given you the money. You need to have the money regardless.
Todd yes. gives them the six sweets he promised.
So I will spend one. If I take one sweet, that'll take me to my four max, and then I will take the one leftover from my two, and I will upgrade the result of that roll to a so now it is a tier one vehicle.
When you show up at the dump, Jisbert is waiting for you, and
looking up Jisbert's voice.
Yeah, Dad, I'm looking up Jisbert's voice as a phrase.
I believe it was kind of a choke.
I'm worried he sounds just like Dingleberry.
I mean, to be fair, maybe they're brothers. You and I sound a lot alike.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, hi, guys. Welcome back to the dump. I heard you need some transportation. I got something all worked out for you.
Jisbert.
And then you see three kick-ass Razor scooters. They're a little bit rusty, but they have like a brake that you step on in the back.
And these are the worst ones that we have. We call them the Tier Zeros.
Okay, Jisbert, let me stop you right there, because we are going somewhere to save a man from being kidnapped. So we will need three vehicles to go out there, sure. We will need four to return.
Oh, well.
And ideally, and we are talking about going across the desert wastes. I am not sure that a Razor scooter is going to get the job done. So try again.
We cut to a sand dune, and they are cresting over the sand dune. We see three incredible heroes on very good Razor scooters. That are electric.
They have like five blades each.
They're solar powered electric scooters, and you are just zooming through the sand. They have special wide tires, like fat tires, like bikes have at the beach, that let them cruise across the sand dunes. And because Jisbert heard your pleas, Beef, your Razor scooter is pulling one of those radio flyer carts.
Oh, hell yeah.
That also has flames on it.
Oh, yeah. So it'll go super fast.
Yeah, really fast.
Can there be baseball cards in the spokes, too?
I mean, that's going to slow you down.
Also, okay. I don't know if Razor scooters have spokes. I'm not confident in that statement, though. Do.
But yeah, you guys are zooming through the sands with a lot of speed in the direction that you've been told that New Glenville is. How are you feeling the time?
Singing!
Probably just trying really hard to keep sand out of my... Well, I'm wearing a mask. Never mind. I'm doing great.
What am I doing? I'm fantasizing about all the different ways I'm going to punch Kenshel Denton. Like different directions, the different sounds he might make. Maybe I punch him hard enough that like he shits himself. Or like I kind of punch him in his solar plexus and it like hurts for like 3 days. Or I punch him hard enough the solar plexus, like his heart stops. Or I punch him in his butt cheek hard enough that he gets like a big discoloration on it. Or like I punch him in like his foot and he never walks again.
That's cool. While you're fantasizing about this, one of you speaks up and talks to the other ones.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hey, guys, what if I punch Kinjal down? No.
Are you so your hard. Chance?
I assume.
I would like for you guys to, for a change, talk about your approach to the situation. So I understand what your approach is, and you understand what your approach is.
Okay. Is Scott on the Razor scooter with Emmerich?
I thought you let Scott go.
He's free, but he also said he wanted to stay by Emmerich's side.
Too scared to leave.
Oh, okay, yeah. He is riding.
It's okay if he's back
he
there.
He is riding. Okay, Scott has taken to, he really appreciates his freedom, but he has taken to sort of riding on your back pretty frequently.
Gosh.
Well, he's hard light, right?
Yeah.
No problem.
Okay.
He's kind of like a piggyback ride, just sort of riding on your back.
All right. I think Emmerich has been talking to Scott about life, and now he's sick and tired of that, so he turns to Montrose and says, how are we going to approach this? Is it an abduction? Is it a negotiation? Is it a theft? Did we bring the cat with us?
I don't think you can steal people. I think it's a kidnapping or an abduction.
And also, if you kidnap a kidnappee, you've negated it. It's a rescue. We're being heroes, if nothing else.
Did you bring Shukles with you?
No.
I don't know why we would.
That sick old cat? No. I feel too much responsibility.
Yeah.
He's not sick. Excuse me. That old cat.
Emmerich, if Emmerich wants to sneak the cat in a little knapsack,
pet carrier.
Yeah, I would not spring for that myself. But Emmerich's his own dude, and so that's his own journey.
I was just thinking it might help convince Turdmaster.
Hey, man,
to come with us.
Go for it.
Can I just say before we go too far down the road of abduction and rescue or whatever. At this point, right, we have a big thing to offer these big kids, right? We're trying to figure out a way out of this lair into steeplechase proper, right? So they should be on board with that. This seems like a negotiation. This seems like a deal rather than why wouldn't they be on board with this?
Well, we can't assume anything. They might like their setup here. Let's assume that this community of adults probably could have found a way out of here if they wanted to. But something is keeping them here, and maybe they've got a sweet little setup. I think we are like some of the great jazz artists of our time. We are masters of improvisation. But I think that getting in there will be easy. Mm-hmm. I think we say we are wayward adults, and we have heard about this community, and et cetera, et cetera. We get in there, we find reason to gain audience with the Nano Father. What that is, I am not 100% sure. We will have to see sort of what his role is in this community.
We have to read the room.
Yes, exactly. The real question is, how do we get a dude out of the place?
Okay, so if I might label our plan, just to give it a general tone, I'm saying infiltration plus.
Infiltration plus, I love that.
Because let me say this, we know Gravel is in this lair somewhere, right? She's not with the kids, she wasn't with the Metamals, so pretty good chance she's going to be with the big kids.
Yes, that's a great point. I would love to find her, too.
Yeah, so if we can get them, right, and be like, yeah, we got thrown in this lair by Kinjal Denton, the truth. We, we're with the kids, but they sent us away, the truth. Now we're here. Oh, hey, Gravel. An old man. You seem smart and cool. Awesome, right?
Yes,
we make everybody's acquaintance. They get comfortable. Then, under cover of night, scoop them up. Get on our sick-ass scooters, and we're out of here.
Zip on home, I love it.
May I also point out that
perhaps we don't need to abduct
rescue
the Turd Master. Maybe just talking to him will provide us with the information that we need.
Well, Todd, well, we did want him back.
Yeah, we did tell the children that we would.
Well, did you?
That's what Todd sent us for, didn't he?
No, you guys wanted the Nanofather.
We wanted the Nanofather
to find a way out. He told you he'd tell you where he is if you got the Chaka. That was
okay. So then maybe that's what we say is like the plus of the infiltration, right? Infiltration. Talk to him. What's that, old man? You want to leave too? Now it's plus, right? Because if it might be a necessary rescue, because there's been a lot of quid pro quo so far in this layer.
Yes.
So there's a good chance we get to the old man and we're like, hey, tell us to get out of here. And he's like, I'll tell you how to get out of here if you get me out of here.
All right. So I think the plan is we get to New Glenville, stow our scooters somewhere off site, show
or
up.
Maybe they fold up. Have we seen if they fold up?
They do.
Sick. It would be crazy if they did.
And with a tier one, they fold up really easily.
Hell yeah.
Sick, yeah.
Sure, we roll up to town. We're new here. How do things work? We don't say the words Turd Master out loud.
No.
And we see if we can find Gravel and the Nano Father.
Sick.
Let's not overcomplicate this, because it will get overcomplicated once we are boots on the ground.
Yeah, let's not artificially overcomplicate it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, a couple of quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there, or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Throughout history, sirens have captured men's attention, enticed men with their feminine wiles, and fulfilled men's primal needs. The sirens' allure persists.
They have not. Unless the primal need is, I need to be smashed on the rocks.
Yeah, smash me.
Smash me,
smash
mommy.
Smash me, mama.
Smash me, mommy.
The sirens' allure.
Why do we do this to ourselves?
Strand me, baby. Strand
me, baby.
So, yeah, this is my brother and me from Maximum Fun on Mondays. It's just like that. Just like that. It's just like that, but more of it. There's just more of that.
The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom.
Diablo 4.
Final Fantasy 16.
Street Fighter 6.
Baldur's Gate 3.
Starfield.
Spider-Man 2.
Master Detective Archives Rain Code for Nintendo Switch. No, is that just me?
It's a huge time for video games.
You need somebody to tell you what's good, what's not so good, and what's amazing.
I'm Jason Schreier.
I'm Maddie Myers.
And I'm Kirk Hamilton. We're the hosts of Triple Click, a video game podcast for anyone who likes games.
Find us at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Bye.
What you see after a long day of travel is the a large... probably, if you were guessing, 8-foot-high wall that seems like it's been constructed out of whatever materials could be found for it. And it seems to be mainly to create some secrecy. Mm. And then towering sort of over the rest of these single-story houses, you see a large, what appears to be, you don't have a better name for it except for a silo. It looks like a large, like, grain storage thing that you'd see on a farm. But it is, like, head and shoulders
exponentially taller than any of the other structures in town. So are you guys, you do see something that appears to be a gate. There is a tower overlooking it just by a few feet. Are you all walking up regular? Are you trying to sneak in? Or are you just going to kind of like walk up and say, hey?
Yeah, I say we walk up and act as boring as we possibly can and just see if they welcome us.
It's a great.
We're old. That ought to be our passport in.
Yeah. I think that's a fine point. I really do think we should hide these scooters, though.
Okay.
Like, as we, before anyone in the city can spot them.
Okay. There's a small sort of, like, swampy patch.
Donkey!
For a few hundred yards, like, out of eyesight from the place. So you're able to store them there.
Cool.
Wonder if that's where Shroog is from.
Impossible.
I do the copiest cop knock on the door anyone's ever done. For those who don't know, cop knock.
Cop knock, yeah. Cop knock has to do like your fist. We used to get really mad at people in college for cop knocking. It was like one of the worst sins.
At the very least, do a shave and a haircut. Come on.
Come on.
No cop has ever shaven a haircut.
That means you're selling magazines, and I don't want to interface fair. Necessarily with that energy right now.
But I do. I do a cop knock. Boring grown-ups love it.
Hey,
hello.
It's from the tower.
Oh hi.
Oh hey, how's it going, guys?
Going fine.
Nice. You got new arrivals? Great.
Sure.
Great. How old are you guys?
18, dude.
Okay.
I'm 37.
37. Okay. What about you, oldster?
I am approximately half a century old.
Wow, cool. Hey, guy with the mask. How do I know that you're really an adult?
Because I'm 18 years old. Check this out. Check this out. Check this out. Fuck. Fuck, I can't wait to vote and smoke.
Okay. The random cursing is sort of more of a kid's thing.
I'm moving beyond that. I don't even have an adult name yet.
Uh-huh. Can I see behind the mask?
Piss Whistle was my name, but I don't like that one anymore because I'm too serious for it now.
Yeah.
What's your new name?
I don't know. I was hoping that this guy could help me figure one out.
It's
prescription.
What?
If I get any sunlight on my face skin, it burns instantly.
Like a vampire.
Sort of like a vampire, yeah.
Show him your hands.
Oh, you guys better. Oh, crap. Okay, I want to keep this conversation going. You guys better hurry up. My name's Herb, by the way. Welcome.
Herb? What is it?
Herb Baxter?
Herb Baxter, great. That's so boring.
Cool. Okay. Okay.
They probably don't see it that way.
Oh,
here.
Okay. Listen, I got to go in. This is looking bad. You guys are not going to be safe out here. You see him like looking off in the distance. You turn around and you see what appears to be a wall of red moving straight for you. And it's coming
like pollen
in.
Broth.
It's coming fast.
Is it a big wall of pollen broth?
No, it's a rust storm. Guys,
what are the odds?
I got to get inside.
Cool. Open the gate so we can come
gotta
in
see,
and not.
We've had some interactions recently with the Fort kids. So I need. He's clearly old. You could be a kid trying to sneak in. I need something. If I could just see your face real quick.
I can't do that because of the burning. It'll hurt so bad.
Okay. I have a clock here, and it is now on 4 out of 8 segments.
Is it a good clock or a bad
clock? It's a bad clock. It's a rust storm clock.
Okay.
Okay, I gotta go, guys. I'm sorry. I gotta...
Wait. Piss Whistle, why don't you tell him your fondest dream? Tell him what would make you happier than anything in the whole wide world.
Well, stocks. They seem so cool. I don't have the kind of institutional knowledge required to know about stocks and what they are and how they work. But I know that it's my calling to get in there. Some of them have like just weird letters for names. That's exciting to me. And it seems like you can make a lot of money super fast.
Yeah. We don't really have money, but we do have stocks.
That's awesome. About
the things here. We've all got lots of them. We've been getting a lot of them lately. Shoot, that's pretty good. Griffin, why don't you roll a sway for me?
Easy. No problem.
I'm going to help. I'm going to help.
Right? Doesn't seem like it so far.
What's my position?
This is risky standard.
Okay.
I'm going to help with foresight.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay. Oh, here it goes. Yikes. 11145.
Shoo.
Shoo. Shoo indeed.
Okay. You two. And he points at Beef and Imric. Come on in. And he's going to open the door for you two.
Okay.
And he flips a switch and the gate starts to slowly swing open.
All right. Listen, as a mature and responsible adult, I just don't feel comfortable going in without Piss Whistle here. Wouldn't be the responsible, mature choice.
Yeah. Sheesh. Okay.
And if I may add,
2 segments left, guys.
I want to tell you a little story.
Oh,
don't really have time for that.
I don't have time for that.
I was talking to my accountant.
No, I believe you're an adult. Like, you look so old. There's no question.
Oh, check this out, bro. Check it out. You know what the Bible says? You got to leave behind your childish things. And I reached down and I grabbed the baseball card out of the spokes of the thing. Out of the... Okay, I'll say I brought the baseball card from the Razor scooter. And I say, this is one of my cherished...
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. This is one of my cherished childhood possessions. It's a rookie card from some old dude named David Justice. I don't know who he is. But what I do know is I don't need him anymore because now I'm an adult and all I care about is stocks. And I tear it up into a million pieces.
Okay, roll sway again.
Please, 211. No, I'm going to die out here.
Holy shit.
Hey, wait, did the 5 not do anything?
Yeah, it did. It got you two in.
Yeah.
Oh,
mixed Justin, success. This is
you've never done it before, but offer him a devil's bargain.
What is it? What could that be?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
I'd like everyone to consult the rules for Devil's Bargains.
Player can offer you a bonus die if you accept a Devil's Bargain.
But that's before the roll, right? No.
I think Devil's Bargain is before the roll.
Has to be before the roll. Yeah. Griff, don't forget, though. You could... There's always resisting...
Okay. I'll deal with the consequences. I'll tell you what. You two go ahead. I'll just stay out here, make myself maybe a little trench in the sand, and see if I can't survive this thing.
The door slams shut with Beef and Imric. Are you guys... Wait, hold on. You know that the door is about to slam shut.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the other two, who he's already given permission to enter. Do you two enter, or do you stay outside?
Imric, you go in...
Just go. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Piss Whistle. Imric, go ahead. Close the door. Work from the inside. I'll protect out here.
Hey, I'm not kidding. Don't be a hero. Go inside. I will figure this out. I'm very wispy and wiry.
Ugh.
Okay. Hey, I got to have a call, guy. I got to shut this.
Get.
Fuck. You know
what? I'll meet you inside.
Imric looks back sadly, but goes ahead in and trusts Montrose to take care of himself.
Okay.
Yeah, Beef goes in too.
Okay, we're going to leave you two for the moment. Montrose, the storm is bearing down. If you had to guess, you say you had about a minute and a half before it's completely on you. What do you do?
You said there's an 8-foot high wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can get over that. That's not very high up. I can totally get over that.
Okay.
Just one good jump. I got a claw hand. You know, I can leverage that. I can, you know, I think that I will be able to just one good jump, through one good leap. A David Justice rookie card is worth $275, Dad says. Fuck.
Oh, no.
Through the crack in the gate, Montrose, you can see that there are still people inside that are going to, like, that are taking shelter.
That will see me if I do this?
Exactly.
Okay, well, then I'm going to take off in a dead sprint around the wall to try and find a means of entrance.
Okay, okay. Give me a survey.
A survey, you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Survey, you say?
Survey, you position?
Says? This is risky standard, I would say.
I'm going to push myself. Man, I hope this is a good roll. 5-2, mixed success.
Okay. You see as you're sprinting around, the wind from the rust storm is starting to pick up, and it at one point it is hurtling so fast that it shakes loose a panel on the fence. There are now like two edges of where a fence has been joined that are now exposed, that has left a gap there, but the edges of the fence, the wire from the fence, appears to be fairly sharp. You make your way to the, I'm assuming you want to risk it.
Oh, for sure, or I'll die, it sounds like. Yes. Yeah.
You manage to wiggle your way in through this crack, Montrose, but you do take a level one gash on your leg as you are scrambling through.
Well, can I not try and, you know, entrapment, bob and weave my way through there?
Well, because you rolled a 5, I was giving you a...
Well, that was just to find the thing.
Okay, well, take another roll then. Let's give it a prowl, I guess. Yeah, this is definitely prowl.
Position?
That makes more sense. It's a less safe entryway, but now you get to decide how you deal with it. Risky standard.
Can I push that for desperate great?
Sure.
Great. I'm going to take Daredevil on that then. Okay, here goes nothing. Please, a 6, please. Yes, yes, 6216. Critical, woo! Baby.
Critical.
And that's a great success.
A critical great success. That should, man, I should just fucking phase through. You're it the and mayor. Find also $100.
You're the mayor
bill.
Of New Glenville now.
I'm the mayor of this town.
Okay, you, with a double 6 critical, Montrose, you manage to effortlessly slide your way through the gate, and where you find yourself is actually inside. You are facing the back of a what appears to be a fairly structurally sound tent that, as near as you can tell, is abandoned. So you can slip in there if you would like to avoid the rust storm.
Yes, I will do that. Do we have any... I forget. It has been a minute since we have been separated on a heist. Do we have any kind of radio?
Yeah, we have comms.
Transceiver?
We have comms.
We have comms? Okay, I'm in.
Oh, you know what, though? Would they work here?
Hmm. This could be a chaff storm situation.
Yeah, I don't know if they work here or not. They don't need to work here right now.
Okay. Well, then I'm just going to hide out in this tent and... try and peek through the other side to see if I see my boys. I don't know
you
how far off.
You see nothing
I am.
At this point. Right? Okay, now cool. You see rust.
Oh, then I'm going to hunker down.
Okay. Herb is ushering you two into inside his like tower. There's a base there with a small table and a few chairs, some cards laid out. You can tell that maybe guards are stationed here and kind of cycle in and out. And you start to feel the rattling of the rust storm sweeping over you. There is a small oil lamp
sitting on the table with the playing cards that are there. And Herb doesn't seem super nervous. He seems pretty chill about the whole situation. But he gestures to the seats if you guys want to grab a seat.
This will be over pretty quick, actually. It's usually not a big deal.
Okay.
As long as you're inside, the rest storms aren't a big problem. They're not even really that dangerous.
We have a seat. I do.
Scott, why don't you... There's some old magazines over there, Fortune and Kiplinger. Why don't you thumb through those?
Yeah, I'm just going to take a nap in your bag, Dad. Is that cool?
Good.
High five?
Good. High five.
Nice.
And then he turns into a prism and drops to the floor. I'm assuming you scoop him up and put him in your bag.
Herb, was it?
Yeah.
We're obviously new here. What's the like protocol for like new residents here?
Yeah.
In New
normally we talk to you about your skill set. Sort of what you were doing before that. And it's usually nothing because you come from the dumbass kids fort. So we'll start you out at something like entry level. What's your all story? Because we don't get a lot of like elderly people here. So what's your deal actually? Do you come with like a skill set? Do you have things that you are good at, or what's your guys' story?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We were tricked and trapped here by our rival, who is one of the Dentons.
Oh right, okay. Okay. Yeah. That is very rare. It does sometimes happen though. Getting sent here. That's a tough putt. I'm sorry about that, guys. But you know, you can make a new life here. You're welcome in New Glenville. We have, you know, we mainly just sort of work and sleep and eat and poop.
But we were actually hoping that you might know the whereabouts of a friend of ours. She also is more along the lines of our age, dropped here recently, imprisoned. Gravel is her name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, she came through a little bit ago. She was having like a... sort of a hard time adjusting, I would say. She was like struggling with that, so she's not around right now. Like I haven't seen her for a little bit, but I know she was struggling. She's somewhere in New Glenville, but I don't know where exactly. She was having a tough time getting acclimated, which happens. You know, it's not that uncommon. Sure.
Got it. Yeah. Do you know where she likes to hang out, I believe we adults say?
We didn't really get that far. She was like fairly distressed, I would say. She was having a hard time adjusting.
Herb.
Yeah.
Who is the leader of New Glenville?
The currently it's Mark Gurr. He's the boss, kind of running stuff. But you know, we all kind of roll up to the Nano Father. The Nano Father.
You'll love him.
You'll love him. He's a spitfire. I mean, honestly, this guy is always got some sort of story or guidance. I mean, he's extremely smart and he knows so much about homeworld and everything, and he's really helped us to, I don't know, find our way. He's our guiding light, basically. But when he's not always around, and Mark Gurr kind of steps in for the day to day stuff, we switch that up in pretty regimented. Every 2 years, there is an election, then we pick the new leader. I wouldn't get any ideas though. Normally, like new arrivals, it takes a little while to get their, you know, get their bearings.
I'm not interested in an elected position.
No, I understand. It's not for everybody.
Herb?
Yeah.
It sounds like the rust storm's dying down. We'll hear that. Could you possibly take us to meet this? What was it again? Nano Father?
Yeah. I can't do that at the moment. That's not really in my... What's the word? Jurisdiction, I think. I gotta stay here and keep guard. It's my shift.
Okay.
If you want to head towards the silo, you could probably Bob. You know what? You know who might know? Harriet Ryman is there. She is the sort of the lead science officer for New Glenville, and I think she was in that area. She could probably help you all out because I know she's been working with Nano Father,
yeah,
pretty closely here.
Okay, Silo, Harriet, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, see you later, alligator.
Do you, uh-huh, are you, do you want to go out and check on your friend, or?
No, he said he'd be fine.
He's probably dead, but.
Well.
Okay, without shelter, the rust storms are extremely dangerous. So
when you become an adult down here in this layer, you just lose all sense of tact, or?
Huh? Well, okay. It's pretty matter of fact. You know, you lose a few. You lose a few, you gain a few. This is the way of things. And honestly, food's a little tight.
You know,
if I'm being absolutely honest with you.
Herb, you do make it sound like it was an inevitability instead of you not letting him in.
You know, the blame game, start pointing fingers, and eventually you'll find out that there's you point a finger and there's like three pointed back at you.
No, watch this. I point all five fingers at him with one hand. It's like flat out. See, look. There's five pointed at you right now.
Yeah, that's looks. Mm. We don't have a lot of books here, so that I'm pretty sure is.
I'm also doing it sideways. I'm more like doing kind of a chop motion.
So that is actually racist. We don't do that anymore at the Braves games. I don't know
the what games.
The Atlanta Braves, the baseball team, the Atlanta Braves.
It doesn't ring any bells.
David Justice played for him.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Huh? The irony. Okay. Well, bye, Herb.
Yes.
I think that's irony.
See y'all. Best of luck.
Is it Herb or Herb?
Herb. And it's also never to be heard from again. Couldn't matter less.
You should have a big hold, Justin, that your NPCs...
Shove them into?
Yeah.
I don't know why I have to keep making new ones. That's what the worst part of it is. All right. So what are you guys doing? You two.
I think we need to check on Montrose.
Okay. You don't know how would you go about doing that? Let me come back to you, Montrose. What are you up to, pal?
I was waiting out the
down. You're in a some sort of like tent. There is a bed, or more accurately, a cot, small folding table and chair, similar to the guard shack setup.
Yeah. About how far did I run from the entrance? Like when I was trying to scout out a.
I would say, imagine like the size-wise, you know, like a large base camp, like a large military camp. You probably ran a good football field length before you found your opening. You don't know the area very well, and honestly, most of the living structures are pretty compacted, so you're not exactly sure where the other cats are. But as the rust storm dies down, you do notice that everyone is still in their homes. So it would occur to you probably that there's a window there if you wanted to try to catch up with the other two.
Yeah, I'm going to make my way towards back towards the entrance, yeah.
And we've stepped out of the tent, so like we are...
Okay, Montrose, give me let's do a group survey roll.
Just to see if we can find each other?
Group action, just for finding each other.
Yeah,
before you're spotted.
Position?
Risky standard.
And we all roll it, right?
Risky limited. No, risky great, because it's not that hard.
Risky great. Travis has failed.
Travis has failed. Travis has failed.
Mixed success.
Failed. I got a 2 and a 3.
I bet Emmerich's got some great survey skills, though. Let's see, Emmerich.
Okay.
Son of a gun.
So, two failures and a mixed success, Justin. Do with that what you will.
And you find each other. Whoa! It worked. It worked fine. No problem.
What?
It just takes you a few more minutes than you thought it would. Honestly, I'm just trying to move on with my life, guys. It's fine. Okay? You find each other, but it takes longer than you thought it would, and it's kind of like annoying, and now you're thirsty. Okay? Yeah. Everyone's thirsty because it took so long.
Yeah, I get that. Okay.
Hey, we got to get to the silo.
But you're reunited, and it feels so good.
I'm glad you're okay. We got to get to the silo, and this took so long. People are going to be out of their rooms in like any second. So let's go. Silo. Go.
Yes. Where is that? What is that? What
the silo
happened?
Is the big thing.
You
it's
do
the
know
big
what the silo.
Silo
is. You saw the silo.
Oh, okay.
Saw the silo.
I grew up on a farm, so I know exactly what it is. Okay. Backstory.
Let's run. You grew up on a farm? Tell me more. No, just kidding. Okay. Let's go to the silo.
Well, I was a scrawny child.
Let's go to the silo. Here we go to the silo.
Okay.
I loved books. They were delicious. It was a book farm.
What do you want?
What is it, Ed?
I was going to study.
What do you want to study?
The silo.
Okay.
Would that be acceptable?
Yeah. Yeah. I would say it's risky, though, because you're not dressed like everyone else, and they know you're Steez. And there's things, it will be very, you'll be going to be very obvious. So give me a risky standard roll.
Okay. And I'm going to push myself.
Okay.
No, not for this. Not for this. No, not
I don't think that's necessary.
Four and a four.
It is several stories tall. With a four, you notice, and this could be your eyes playing tricks on you, but it seems like there is a hinge on the roof. It looks like the roof is hinged.
I want to stop us real quick. In the middle of our run. I say, hold on. I feel like maybe we are getting ahead of ourselves a little bit. I think that if we are spotted, we are going to be detained or kicked out of town. I feel like maybe I have located a bit of a safe harbor, an abandoned tent where we can hide out until we can find some way to, I don't know, grab a uniform or otherwise disguise ourselves. I feel like if we race straight into the silo, we might be flying by the seat of our pants a little bit.
Oh, you weren't there. This guy named Herb,
right,
told us to come here. Said, look for Harriet. Go talk to the nanofather. Like, we're doing this on his instructions, basically. Okay. So, like, we're not breaking any rules. We're looking for Harriet, who's the chief science officer. Herb sent us here and said, hey, like, the nanofather's here. He's a real cool guy. You'll like him. Talk to him. He'll figure out what you guys can do. Like, we're basically operating completely above board.
All right. Well, that is a first.
Yeah.
The silo door is not at ground level. It is probably two stories of wooden stairs up to the door of the silo. You see a woman who is underneath the silo currently, and she is taking measurements of the wood slats that are holding this thing aloft, wood and metal. There's both underneath there. And it seems like she's taking notes. She is thin, if you had to guess, probably 50, salt and pepper, gray hair, and rather smudged glasses. And she seems to be really lost in her own world. You assume from the context clues given to you by Herb Baxter that this is Harriet Ryman, the lead science officer.
You go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You're a sciencey guy.
Yes.
And good.
Oh my.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Three new arrivals, huh? That's very unusual. How can I?
Allow me to introduce myself. Of course. My name is Tickless Nesla.
Tickless Nesla. Okay.
Yes. Why would
you and buy? I. What a name.
Thank you. I can't help but notice that
This structure is fascinating. Can you? And I would assume that you are Ms. Ryman.
Oh, please call me Harriet.
Harriet, what a lovely name. My mother's name was Clara.
What a bizarre thing to say.
You seem to be engaged in some technical work, some scientific study. That's sort of my field, and I was intrigued by what you were doing.
Well, we're going home, and we are so close now. You won't appreciate this because you haven't been here long enough, but we have been here in New Glenville for years and years and years, while our parents have been stranded and unable to reach us. So we, rather than wait for them any longer, are going to go find them.
Ms. Ryman, are you... Harriet?
Yes.
Clara? Harriet. Harriet, are you implying that there is some method of transportation within this silo?
Well, I'm not really supposed to do this, but we're getting close enough now, so I think it's fair. And then she leads you three up the stairs and opens the door to the silo where the lights are still off. You hear her make her way over to the light panel. We have been stranded on this planet for years, while our parents have been stranded themselves home on Earth. And now, and she, you hear a knife switch lift up and the lights are illuminated, and you see in front of you a massive rocket with the words Bob Davis written on the side. Bob Davis is going to blast off out of here and take us back to planet Earth.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.